Is it on?
Not sure. There's a funny noise in the background.
What's that?
I don't know, there's a lot of humming.
I don't know, can you? I think.
There's humming in the background.
Yeah, I think something's taken off.
I don't know. Don't know the sound.
Have you left the generator on?
I don't know. Not sure.
I think.
There's a lot of humming.
Have you left the generator on?
There's no point in turning it off. No, actually,
no.
Sorry.
No.
Carry on.
Shall we just say hello?
We'll say hello. Right. Right, ready? One, two, three.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Hello!
Hello.
Welcome back to the shed.
Well, actually, yeah. We're not in the shed.
It's too bloody cold.
It is.
In the shed.
It's freezing. It's -7 outside.
Yes, so we're sat in here, although the electricity's gone wrong, so we've hired a generator in from... Well, actually, we stole it from the local council because they were digging up
the wells.
So we've hooked that up to the mains, and we're now powering...
2011
light and ovens and things.
And rather improbably, I'm wearing shades.
Oh, it's gone off. We may disappear in a while, but
yes,
anyway,
we'll keep going.
We're back.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has.
Kind of been my fault.
Well, you know, Damien's doing other things over Christmas and that, and I had to go back to England on my own.
Yeah, but more importantly, I got pneumonia, which
let's
put it in a bit of a state for a while.
It was.
But I'm now breathing well enough to be able to handle.
Yeah. Sitting here and talking to me.
Talking nonsense again.
Exactly, God help him, because this week it's my turn to play all the records I liked, because last time Damien played all the records he likes, and I sat through all these sort of folky things, which is fair enough. Yes. And there's a bell going. That could be Mac, couldn't it?
I think that's the generator.
That's the generator, fellas. So this week we're going to have a bit of a mix of some, well,
yeah,
some strange sounds this week, I think.
Yes, it's good to be back. I have absolutely no idea what we're about to hear, so if you don't like it, it's not my fault. And for those of you who've had trouble with Richard's suggestions in the past, we suggest if you're in the car, you pull over now.
Yeah, do so.
Yeah, and basically be prepared for anything.
That's right.
So where are we going to begin?
We're going to begin with a record by DJ Marcel, which came out at the... I knew it was at the arse end of last year. I just did. The back end of last year, the DJ Marcel, another fine mess. She has gone to Germany to meet all her friends in the Faust studio, which some hipster types will now instantly think, oh, right, Faust, cut-up stuff. You're right, not wrong. Recorded at the Faust studio in Speyer in Germany. And the legendary Andreas Schmidt and Hans Joachim Ehrenle from the great band Faust have helped mix this track. And it's... hello, Mac. How are you doing, Cock?
Hello.
Max just joined us and just about in time.
Just in time.
To listen to DJ Marcel. Oh, yes.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Den nächsten Tag verbrachten wir an den sumpfigen Ufern des Manjarasees. Dort gerieten wir in eine Kolonie von Nilgänsen, die sich offenbar ungeheuer viel zu erzählen hatten.
stopped, didn't it? It stopped. Just like, it was just like one of those, when you were standing in the school queue to have your arm injected, jabbed. Do you remember those TV jabs you saw where these guys?
Yes.
And you go, ow! You know, there's a sudden shock of it. There it was. I think, I know it's not concomitant with the ending of a DJ Marcel track, but it's, well, I suppose it's matey DJ Banter to move on to the next track, isn't it, I suppose?
No, we have to discuss what happened then.
At length.
Right, there was something quite nice in the background, but it says it's called Chihuahua, but if that thing that made that noise is a Chihuahua, it's a Chihuahua I don't want to meet in a light, really, never mind a dark. It was terrifying.
Yeah, no, yeah.
And it sounded like someone kind of was building some shelves or something else.
Yeah, there's a train. I mean, I think what we need to do is get the CD back off Mark, because he's playing with it.
I've got one thing to say.
What?
The only thing that was missing, it needed more PKP locomotive TKT 4855.
I wouldn't allow it to go that fast.
No, I think there's
quite scared.
Yeah, there's a lot of locomotives.
You have to ease me back in. If our listeners need easing back into the way of incendiary, and the first thing you do is have some monster chihuahua eating some electricians or whatever.
You're right, you're not wrong. I mean, this is a great album. Elsewhere you can find on this is The Sound of the Pterodactyl. Istari Lastafara. The Sinubuai K Nadi Entertainment Group of Nadi Village in Fiji, the Raincoats, and Mordant Music, and the Singing St. Cecilia Band.
Monster Chihuahuas.
Monster Chihuahuas, you get the idea. It's the usual sort of potpourri of sounds from DJ Marcel. I highly recommend it.
Do you know where to find them on the Tinterweb?
On Tinterweb. You go to Klangbad, famous German label. www.klangbad.de, and you'll be able to find about DJ Marcel there, I hope, because I don't know. Anyway, moving on from the length, the sprawling nature of DJ Marcel's Baroque sound constructions, we move forward to a much more visceral attack. Courtesy of the new British Sea Power album, which is a righteous and sprawling epic. It's something else, it really is. As usual with Sea Power, there's no point in lording on about them. They are absolutely one of the treasures of the British music scene, and long may it continue. This is one of the more visceral tracks off the new album, and it's called Thin Black Sail.
We
love them so much, and there's no point us sitting here, you know, rabbiting on in our semi-drunken state talking about British Sea Power, because people can do that much more eloquently than us.
Okay, we can't do that. Matt, tell us something about it.
Tell us something
about it. Can't wait to do that live, track. That's going to send everybody mental.
It will, and that's the great thing. They are playing Europe, and they're playing UK now as we speak, which is the 29th of January. And in Europe, they're in over
tell
in.
Tell them the date. We don't know how long it's going to take us to get this up one
line. No, you're right. Actually, in March, and then
we go to say what year it is. Or
no, yeah, we're pretty shit at that. And then in March, April, they go to the States. And then I'm doubtless it'll be right for summer. But look out for them. I think it'll be astonishing. Yeah,
they're a band. I mean, that album is one that you really. The more time you give it, the more it'll please you.
Oh, it's brilliant. There's no doubt in it. It's brilliant. I don't care what anyone says. It's absolutely brilliant. That record.
Right. No, right. I need to find the full length of this next.
It's
song.
Short to long, is it? We know this is a little subliminal theme going short through. The short to long, short.
The next one isn't so much a long song, but it has possibly the longest song title that you've ever given me. So yeah. So that it actually, I almost got repetitive strain injury from typing it out. This song, which Richard is now going to make us listen to, is from an artist called Twin Hand Movements.
Oh, no, it isn't. It's called Lower Den, so the album's called Twin Hand Movements.
Now, according to the import from the CD, it's the other
technology so is wrong.
They've labelled their CD incorrectly.
Yeah.
So Lower Dens it is then.
Yeah, Lower Dens are the band.
The album's called Twin Hand Movements.
That's right.
And the song's called Two Cocks Waving Wildly at Each Other Across a Vast Open Space, a Dark Icy Tundra.
Yeah.
That sounds incredible. Which is as long as it's to read out as it
probably is to play, so yeah.
like it.
You like it. Well, it's funny, we were sat here thinking, oh, who does that sound like? And I instantly thought, oh yeah, the Feelies. I was thinking Pylon. I was thinking very early at REM, and you came up with Oddball One.
Right, you people out there, send us an email and tell me which Tom Petty song that reminds you of, because it's driving me mad. It really reminds me of some Tom Petty song, but I can't think of what it is. That's not a bad thing.
It's a good record. It's got a lot of press. I feel like it came out in sort of November last year. It's just one of those sort of records that, because of the covers, I don't know, so I won't say nondescript, but it's
very unappealing.
It's very unappealing, and it just sort of sits there in the review pile, and you never really get around to
it. It looks like it might have lots of mumbling and stuff, but that's quite...
It's quite a maudlin album, but there are bits on it which are really, really great. I Get Nervous is another really, really good track on there as well. I think Two Dogs Cocks, I think, was it? A Dog's Cock?
Dog's Dick.
Dog's Dick. There's a lot of...
Plastic and Powder. Trust Me, which is quite brilliant. Hospice Gates. They've been through a couple of
after they've been trussed, probably, I think. But there's a few things.
They're on Gnomon's Song. So it's like Gnomonsong. I think that's the label. And you can find them at www.midheaven.com.
Yep, Midheaven. It's good stuff.
So, yes, I would check that out.
Yep. He's happy. I've made him happy. I'm going to make him sad.
They've even got colour on the inside sleeve.
But it's still... It's
actually nicer than the
record itself.
The album sleeve.
Yeah.
These people will be ever there.
And I will.
Oh, by the way, what's British Sea Power's address? We didn't tell them.
Oh, yeah, it's britishseapower.co.uk.
Right, thank you.
I remember that
stuff done now.
Yeah, funny, I remember that one. Anyway, so... right, okay,
now we're going to something which... The name of the band is... I can't just get away from the Bass Street Kids.
Plug. And they're on Upset the Rhythm.
I used to know a lad who looked like Plug from the Bass Street Kids.
I think everyone knew someone who looked like someone, either who's in Dennis and Menace.
I was seeing him, because he's probably just about lived it down now.
Just about lived it down, and now you're going to put him over
there. His nickname, never mind. Cool.
Okay. this is a song called Real Girl, honest.
Okay, hey. Yeah!
Yeah! I try to be a real girl, grow my hair, keep my nails in check for a bra, but the clothes my mother would wear, in heels, no scars. I try to be a real girl, grow my hair, keep my nails in check for a bra.
Yes. Carry on. Is that a new form of review? Yes. Just sort of like, wow.
You've just gone into
Wow.
Your language.
Well, it was, yeah.
Morse code, that's how I think of it.
It was, I mean, I like that record. It's funny, and it's witty and sparky, and it has a certain, I mean, yeah, of course, it limits itself to certain sounds, shall we say, because there's two of them. So one plays cable, one bangs drums, and they both chant away.
I think it needs more chihuahua.
It's not fun, it's not witty, and it's quite annoying.
Shall we move on?
And the cover of the album looks like a shampoo commercial.
Well, fair enough. They're an upset, I think they're...
That That would have been better.
Safe to say, plug, Damien doesn't like it. I'm sorry. I do.
Go and read it, Andy.
I do. That's on upsettherhythm.co.uk.
Upset the reviewer. That's what they've done.
They've upset the reviewer. And I'll give that back to Mac again. Have a look at the shampoo advert. And he's looking at the pictures of the girls, who are very comely.
Hello. I've got a Casio for Christmas.
Oi, stop this. You're going to get angry. And you know where that's going to lead.
I think they use Timothy. There's nothing timid about
this next track, he says. See that?
Professional. Someday we'll have a
real radio. And then we'll get sacked from it. This is going to be called, this is from Omar Rodriguez Lopez.
Yeah, you're reading this out.
Los Cientes Sermiones a los Muertos. And this is off one of the 12 albums he put out last year on his own label. Which is concurrence.nl, because he does a lot of work over in Holland. This is with a Mexican singer who can never remember the name of it. Someone Riviera. Ximena Sariñana Riviera. Sorry if I've got your name wrong there, Ximena.
Whatever you call it.
Hey, should I do that in a more parochial northern way? Hey, Ximena Sariñana Rivers. Oh, vocals. So, anyway, she's going to do a song called Los Cientes Sermones a Los Muertos.
She's going to do this thing.
Thank you.
hell was that? I really like that.
Yeah, it's great. It's
She's got a weird voice. It's like a cat that's been locked out. You know, it's got that kind of quality of like, meow.
Yeah, she's got
meow.
She's got a really long
tone.
Yeah. But it's almost time for dinner.
Yeah, it's almost...
It's almost time for dinner.
I'd like to give you more input, but I've been...
Max's a bit busy with a letter from a Chinese takeaway, which is...
Where can we find Omar
Rodriguez Lopez? He's on concurrent.nl. Just type in Mars Volta or Omar Rodriguez Lopez into the interweb, then I'm pretty sure you'll have...
Rodriguez. Omar Rodriguez.
That'll fit.
That's how you spell it.
That's one of the albums he had last year, which I thought was really, really good. There's another one.
RodriguezLopezProductions.com.
There you go.
All one word, apart from the .com bit.
That's the one. Yeah. Right, well...
Now, I think you should say that, especially if you have some frisky cats in your house. You can have lots of fun.
That's a lovely album. I really, really recommend
now,
that
album. Now, I would like to apologise for what is about to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people sort of think we do this, and when we say, oh, all you people out there, all writing and this, that and the other, and I bet you're thinking, oh, but I bet they never get any letters or anything, or any sort of mails or anything like that. Well, you're wrong. Because
not from Mrs. Trellis of Wales.
No, it's not Mrs. Trellis. And it's not, as we had last time when someone was trying to guess the colour of Damien's golfing pants, which incidentally was purple. It's actually, we got a letter through the post regarding some reviews we'd written from a Chinese takeaway in London. And most notably the Ming Hai takeaway on 172 Sandringham Road, London.
Apparently the food's very good.
The food apparently is excellent. So
the music that emanates from within might not be.
Well, I'm not sure it's up to everyone's taste. I mean, I really like this band. They're called Unit. They've released about 9 albums. And the letter I've got here basically slags all their own albums off. I'll give an example. Untied 1 and United 2. Features us murdering traditional Scottish folk songs.
More of that later.
It's...
But the favourite part of it is this guy, Luke...
Luke Richard,
God bless him, he said, our best album is the one that I don't sing on. It's nothing if not honest.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's wrong. You know, we don't know yet, because I'm sitting here quite worried, because I've got to now work my way through 6 Unit albums. He doesn't know what tweeness is, but it probably goes well with sweet and sour pork, so I won't quibble.
Yeah.
Fair enough, Luke. Well, we're going to listen to a track that's dedicated to his parents' takeaway in Sandringham Road, London, and it sounds to me like it's any incendiary listener or reader's duty to go along there and patronise said establishment, and we hope you have a really pleasant evening.
Yeah. Hey!
I thought that was wonderful. Well, great stuff. I hope you play that while your diners are experiencing the Minghai experience.
Yeah, Unit came to us through the Mighty Pump Records.
Yeah,
we absolutely love them. We already know that most of you absolutely hate them, having listened to that. It's so horrendously bad that it's just genius.
I think it's just
genius.
Well, it's the God's Punk compilations that we originally found out about Unit, plus all those other wonderful acts on God's Punk. From Stan at Pump, of course.
That track was taken from the
Class War.
Class War, featuring Unit and the Living Legends. And the Living Legends part of it have some of the greatest song titles in the history of.
There's some great stuff.
Recorded music, I think. There's Toxic Shock, Bitches on Heat, Island Wars, Motherfuckers, God Bless You, Queen Mum. Tory Funerals, Let the Fucker Die, Fuck Off, Dum Dum Dummy, Sexist Twat, Swallow It Down, Brand New Labour Party, Again and Again, Premature Ejaculation, Voyeur, Gaza Is a Pig Fucker, Don't Fuck Me Around, Husband to Watch, Is That All There Is, Again and Again, and Sexist Twat Reprise.
Please, perfect. What does a man need?
Yeah, but Units, God bless you, we love you.
Yeah, we're going to have some more of you.
I've managed to wade through about four or five of those albums, and it's quite worrying the mental state you're in at the end of it, but it's entertaining. If any of you are quite adventurous or found that reasonable enough to smile to, then please check Unit out. They're on
the label.
Unit HQ.
Oh, just go to the Chinese.
Yes, www.unit-united.co.uk. But the Minghai Takeaway is somewhere in Queensbury, just outside Bradford.
Yeah.
No word of a lie, there's a takeaway called the Ming Hing Takeaway.
You're joking.
I think parents have to realise that Casio's are for life, not just for Christmas.
And Glockenspiel shouldn't be just fallen upon.
But no.
Yeah, God, I love it. Right, we're going to take a break here.
Yeah, we are, and we'll come back for part two.
Yeah.
Because we have to go and lie down.
We need a break. www.inmusic.nl for those who can't spell it, sendrymag.com.
We'll see you in a bit.
We shall see you soon.